This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We're finishing off Daily Scramble Live this morning with a live performance from one of our favorite local singer-songwriters. Lauren Black is in studio. She's going to play two songs live for us. We'll chat about her new single and her upcoming album. Lauren Black with Zach Churchill in studio, kicking us off with a song called Dancing in Bars.
Trip back then, leave your baggies behind. Don't know me, don't know you, but where we're going, we don't need to. Broken hearts fade to dust. Nervous night, you call my bluff. Feels like we're chasing stars.
Your moon feels so right, out of this world and right in time. Can't you see the sparks in the air? Might be cigarette butts, I don't care. Broken hearts fade to dust.
Fade to dust.
Nervous smile, you call my bluff.
Call my bluff.
Feels like we're chasing stars. We're just dancing in the bar.
Oh, 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 oh. Where this leads, there's no way to know. Wave goodbye for a white dress and tuxedo. Tomorrow looks as bright as your eyes. I'm lost and found tonight. Broken hearts fade to dust. I hope you're where I wake up. Cause it feels like we're chasing stars. We're just dancing in the bars. Oh, oh,
yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
Lauren Black with Zach Churchill live in studio now on KX93.5. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again. That was awesome. So Dancing in Bars, is that something that's going to come out on the next album, or is it already out?
No, that will be, it won't be on the EP, which is coming out first, but that will be on the album.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what you're working on now, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's correct.
We're going to, when we play the song Scope in a moment here, that's your new single. Is that the debut? Can we say that? Can we use that word?
Yes.
I like using that word.
Yeah. Sounds fancy.
All right. Good. It's important to us because you're local and we get to play your music for the first time. Let's talk about your story a little bit. We've been here before, obviously, but mm-hmm. people may just be catching up with who you are. You moved here basically to follow a dream.
Yes.
And to make music and to be a singer-songwriter. So do you want to kind of tell us the tale?
Yeah. Well, I was graduating high school, and I was deciding between L.A. and Nashville, and I had free rent in Orange County, so that made that decision for me. And I've just been working for these past 2.5 years on gigs and writing and all that sort of stuff, so here I am making an album.
Well, deciding between L.A. and Nashville, I think, is very reflective of your whole, like, inner genre battle.
Yes.
As a songwriter, because you're somewhere between country and indie or folk, or I don't know, it's hard to define your music probably.
Yeah, I would agree.
It seems to me that people don't need to define your music except in the industry itself, which is so conservative that you're in LA for pop and you're in Nashville for country, and that's been going on since I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really a little crazy. So it's great these days that you can release stuff yourself and do these videos. The video, by the way, the Scope is magnificent.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about that. We'll get into the new single, Scope, okay, that we'll play for you in a second. So the video, well, why don't we play the song, then we'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's do
okay that. So this is the debut.
The debut.
Of Lauren Black's Scope on KX93.5, her new single.
Dirty little secrets coming out. Your side chicks have been running their big mouths. My daddy's cleaning out his gun. My brothers, they've been itching for some fun. But I got myself into this mess. Falling for your sweet talking.
That is the debut of Lauren Black's new single, Scope, right here on KX93.5. We've got her live in studio now. Good morning again, Lauren.
Good morning.
Very cool. So that song in the video, you are carrying a rifle, basically. What is that, like a 22? I don't know.
You say what it is, don't you, in the song?
No, I think that's a different...
The one I'm actually using in the song is... of lesser caliber than the one.
Yeah, right, yeah, that's
it's a
smaller.
Handgun, it's a handgun, right?
You mentioned a magnum.
Yes, still a rifle, though. 300 magnum.
Or okay, a large bottle of wine, depending on...
Yes, true. Yeah. Preferably the wine.
Okay, so in the video, you're in a snowy environment, which you said was where?
Arrowhead.
And you are actually chasing down a guy who's apparently wronged you because you looked at some text on his phone, which you should never do, by the way.
Yeah.
That was your fault because you never should have looked at the text.
Great advice to all girls. Never do that.
Don't look at the phone.
All right.
You don't understand.
Right. Don't. So you look at the phone and then you grab your rifle and all your hunting buddies go out and chase him down in the
yes
woods.
It's actually my family.
That's your family?
Yeah, the real people.
Really your family?
My brothers and my dad.
Did that make it more comfortable or less comfortable?
It made it fun. It was funny watching them, like watching each other try to be serious.
Try to act.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Very awkward. But
and who's the guy? Is he an actor?
No, maybe now. He's my manager's brother. But he did really well.
That catapulted him to fame, you think?
He's going to get an IMBD page or whatever.
So you're chasing him down with a rifle. And is it to be assumed that you shoot him?
No. No. That's not the assumption, because it's not that violent.
Wait a minute. There's a,
it's a threat.
Wait a minute. At some point, a bullet casing falls on the ground.
Right, but more of like video. The threat, you know? I think the last you see of the guy, I send my dog.
I'm telling you, you're inside. There's going to be something horrible happen, and people are going to blame you. Hopefully, because then, you know, you'll be famous. You'll be that famous girl who did that thing.
That's what we decided. No publicity is bad publicity.
What do you think about releasing this in the midst of like all the gun control issues? Was that intentional?
No, it was a big decision, and I was back and forth for a long time. I think the sarcasm of the song.
Yeah, but no one's getting it.
Slightly unacceptable.
No one's getting this, and I'm an expert on sarcasm, and no
really?
One in Nashville is getting the
British
sarcasm.
The British guy doesn't get the sarcasm.
They think you just want to shoot this poor guy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, somebody's going to do something, and it's going to be the Lauren Black killings.
I'm prepared.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Wait, hang on. Go ahead.
When Lauren asked me to come on and sing with her today, I really had to carefully consider it, and I'm wearing a bulletproof vest right now.
No, I don't think Lauren wants to kill anyone. I think that somebody out there is a nutcase, and they're going to want to do
some crazy girl.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they're just going to think, well, I saw a text on my boyfriend's phone that said,
just don't look.
I love you. And it turns out it was from his mom, you know. And then that,
you should know your boyfriend.
Please don't look. Just don't look at our phones.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a girl taking a guy's thumb while he was asleep and putting it on the iPhone thumbprint
to open the thing. Yeah.
Don't do that.
That's crazy.
Just don't do it.
That's not what a relationship looks like. I mean, I'm not an expert, you know, but having been married for 5 years and worked very hard on this, I reckon that's not what a relationship looks like a proper, you know, when you look at each other's phones and paranoid stuff going on. That's the Kardashians. That's what that is.
It should be said, though, that this particular song, we were talking about this off the air, Lauren, is not inspired by a real experience.
That's correct.
You created this story.
Yes.
So at least we can rest safely and securely at night knowing that.
It was not inspired by real events, but could inspire real events.
That'll be the tagline.
But typically, when you do write music, you do take a lot of personal inspiration.
Yes, usually.
Almost everything you write usually is.
Yeah.
What are some things that typically inspire you?
I think I write about relationships a lot, just because.
In a Taylor Swiftian kind of way?
I mean, yeah, I suppose. Just like every other songwriter writes about.
Do you get compared to her, though?
I used to when I was younger, but I haven't in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with
that. I think you're finding your own thing a lot more as you grow.
I hope, yeah.
First time you're in here, I think, what, you were 18, 19?
19.
Yeah. And you're, what now, 30?
21.
Oh. Yeah, you've got an edge.
Do I need eye cream or something?
Well, time flies. You've got an edge. You've got an edge, and that's why we're able to just joke about silly things instead of asking you about your influences and all that. Whatever.
Right.
Because there's something very cool about, and you've got a voice that's interesting.
Well, she doesn't take herself too seriously. That's what I love about Lauren.
Right.
You do not take yourself too seriously. You laugh at your own music video.
It's funny. If you watch it, it's funny.
Okay, so we should mention a few other things. That single launched your new Vevo channel. So you have a Vevo channel now that people can look up.
I do.
The new EP is going to come out when?
I'm going to tentatively say April.
Okay. And then after that, there'll be an album.
Yes.
And you're going to Logan, Utah to record said album? Okay. Well, whatever you want to do. Right?
The world center of entertainment, Logan, Utah.
We're like nothing to do but make music. So.
And where can people see you in town in Laguna?
In Laguna, tonight I'll be at the St. Regis from 5 to 9, and then on Sundays I'm at La Casa del Camino from 5 to 9, and. Yeah, that's it for Laguna.
Well, you've really ingrained yourself in this community in Orange County. You moved here on a whim, didn't know anybody, didn't know what you were doing, had some family here, and you've made it work. You're making music here. You're gigging here. I mean, congratulations. I think it's
Thank
great.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm having fun.
Let's have them play one more, shall we?
Let's do that.
Are you on this one, Zach? No. All right, Zach.
He is not,
turn
unless
your mic
he
off
wants
then.
To be.
Lauren Black, what's the last song you're going to do for us?
This is called Snowflake.
All right, whenever you are ready.
I think you are magic, like a starfish. cold in your hands, even when they shake. I could be steady for the both of us if I thought you were ready for that kind of love. But you don't even love yourself. So I don't know how far to take this. I don't know where to draw the line. Does love mean your demons have to be mine? I think you are beautiful, even when the whites of your eyes are the ugliest shade of red. I don't mind going home, washing smoke out of my clothes, keeping you my dirty little secret. I could be steady for the both of us if I thought you were ready for that kind of love. But you don't even love yourself. So I don't know how far to take this. I don't know where to draw the line. Does love mean your demons have to become mine? Driving getaway car when you're still high from the night before. I wanna give you my whole heart, but that's not what you're looking for. So this is far enough. This is where I draw the line. I still think you're magic, like a starfish or a snowflake.
Yeah. So good, Lauren.
Thank you.
We love you.
Beautiful.
Lauren Black on KX93.5. That was Snowflake. You heard the debut of the song Scope this morning, which you can get on iTunes.
iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify,
awesome.
YouTube.
LaurenBlackMusic.com.
Walmart. If I stock it myself.
Zach Churchill, it's nice to see you as well.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks, Zach.
Great job, Lauren. We'll see you soon and keep us updated on the new recordings and everything, okay?
Will do. Thank you.